This is Jody Apple.
We noticed last time the passage in Mark 16, verses 9 through 17. Here's what we saw. At least 26 times in Mark's 16 chapters, some form of the words faith or belief are used. Seven of those terms occur in just seven verses in Mark 16. It is interesting to know that slightly more than one-fourth of all of the faith-related terms that appear in Mark appear in such a concentrated area of Scripture. Is there any significance beyond this numerical concentration? And if so, what is that significance? The verses of interest, Mark 16, starting in verse 9 and reading through verse 17. Read along with us, if you will, stopping to make very brief notes about the unique occurrences of these faith-related terms. Verse 9. Now when he arose, early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, note this, first occurrence of faith-related term, they did not believe. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the rest. And, note this, second occurrence of faith-related terms, but they did not believe them either. Later, he, that is the Christ, appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. And he rebuked their, notice, unbelief, third occurrence of faith-related terms, and hardness of heart, because, note this, they did not believe. That's the fourth occurrence of faith-related terms in this context. And because they did not believe, those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes, that's the fifth time some faith-related term occurs in this context. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe, that's the sixth time that a faith-related term occurs in this context. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. There's number seven. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. So note that. In Mark's 16 chapters, 26 times some form of faith or belief is used. Seven of those 26 occurrences appear in just seven verses in Mark chapter 16, verses 9 through 17. Here's what we want to note. Starting in verse 10 and continuing through verse 17, let's observe the following information concerning the terms related to faith. In verse 11, they did not believe. In verse 13, they did not believe them either. The first occurrence, verse 11, they didn't believe the woman who saw Jesus at the tomb. Verse 13, the second time, they did not believe the Emmaus road walkers. In verse 14, they had unbelief and they did not believe. In verse 16, this is the fifth occurrence, he who believes and is baptized. In verse 16, he who does not believe, that's occurrences number 5 and number 6. And in the seventh occurrence, will follow those who believe, that is, signs and wonders. So, seven verses, 11, 13, twice in verse 14, twice in verse 16, and once in verse 17, faith-related terms are used. Note the example of implicit unbelieving also seen in a parallel passage in Luke chapter 24 in verse 36. Jesus stood in their midst. In verse 37, they were terrified and they were frightened because they thought Jesus was a spirit. That implied that they did not believe Jesus in the resurrected state even after he appeared to them in that resurrected state because they thought he was a spirit, that he was a ghost. They were troubled. They were agitated, anxious, distressed, perplexed, and they doubted. Their doubt shows that they had something less than full confidence, full faith in the resurrection of the Christ at that point. In verse 39 and following, Jesus told them, this is in Luke's account, chapter 24, Jesus told them to behold his hands and his feet, that it was really him. He encouraged them to handle him and see that he was not a spirit. In Luke 24 and verse 40, he showed them his hands and his feet. In verse 41, they still did not believe. But now, it was not because of a lack of evidence, but rather for joy, according to the text. They were caused to marvel. Jesus asked for food. And in verse 42, they gave him fish and a honeycomb. In verse 43, again, this is all in Luke 24, Jesus ate it in their presence, further demonstration that he was really alive again. As we survey these thoughts in Mark 16 and Luke 24, we note the following about faith in that passage. Jesus first appeared to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons, Mark 16:9. Mary went and told those who had been with Christ as they were mourning and weeping, in verse 10. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that Mary had seen him, they did not believe her claim, verse 11. This is the first denial of faith in that context. Next, we see that Jesus appeared to the two men who were traveling en route to Emmaus in verse 12. They went and told the disciples, and again, they, that is, the disciples, did not believe their, the two men who were walking towards Emmaus, they did not believe their claim in verse 13. That's the second denial of faith in this context. When Jesus appeared to the remaining 11 apostles, Judas had already hanged himself by this time, he rebuked them for their unbelief and the hardness of their heart. Why? Because they did not believe those who had seen him after his resurrection. We read that in verse 14. Exactly who was it that they did not believe? They did not believe the first testimony by Mary Magdalene, verse 11. They did not believe the second testimony by the two men traveling to Emmaus. And so Jesus rebuked them for their unbelief, because they did not believe. That's two rebukes in one verse, verse 14. That's the third and the fourth denials of faith in that context. Jesus then commanded the apostles to go to all the world and preach the gospel in verse 15. It says in the next verse that those who believe and are baptized would be saved, but that those who did not believe would be condemned. This is the first positive command in this context about faith, but it is also the fifth time that allusion is made to a denial of faith. Because the command to believe will be discussed later, we note this about this fifth denial of faith. This denial of faith is not just a denial of the need for baptism, though that might certainly be included. It is possible to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, even the resurrected Messiah, but then refuse to demonstrate that faith in the submissive obedience of baptism. Surely, that's a denial of faith. This denial of faith, then, is, because of the context, first and foremost, a rejection of the reality of the resurrection. Jesus is saying this, "But he who does not believe, just like you did not believe, will be condemned." What did the apostles not believe up until that point? They did not believe up until that point in the resurrected Christ. Jesus said that signs would follow those who believe in verse 17. This is the second positive reference to faith in this context. Those who believe and are baptized according to the command of verse 16 would witness corresponding signs proving their faith. Notice also the implicit denial of faith that we alluded to before in Luke 24. That's the sixth denial of faith in the broader context. If, in the immediately preceding context of Mark 16, 15, and 16, we see, first, five expressed denials of faith, second, one implied denial of faith, and third, if those denials of faith are not just general denials of faith, but rather, fourth, specific rejections of eyewitness testimony of the resurrected Christ, and fifth, they denied what they were actually seeing for themselves, as in the case of Luke 24, than 6, it would appear obvious that Mark's expression, "he who believes and is baptized," addresses more than some generic form of faith. The apostles lived and worked with Jesus for more than 3 years. They believed in Jesus. Mark 16:15 and 16 is not saying that people need to believe in Jesus in this sense. The faith under consideration here is much greater. As we continue in our study, we will note why I call this faith resurrected Messiah faith. Thank you for joining us today.